Thought for today. Being an example. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Being an example. That's an interesting thing, isn't it? Have you ever thought of you as an example for people? Most people like to teach by slam-bang authority, you know. Do it because I tell you. And they don't get very far. People who are a living example of what they teach and what they share with other people do beautiful things. Their lives are really something to be emulated, and what they share, what they tell people to do, is something worthy to be done. I play the role of a sharer, mentor here on the campus, and for years I have been offering suggestions where the students can improve themselves or improve their English, improve their habits and so on. And it has not always been too successful. And the reason it hasn't been successful is because perhaps I wasn't a good example. Because I would go around doing one thing and I expect them to do another thing. And I would say, well, I'm the mentor, I can do this. I'm the mentor, I'm the teacher, I can do this. And, of course, that's not a very proper thing to do. If you're going to teach, then the best way to teach is by example. So, henceforth, I will be teaching by example. I will be a living example of what I believe is my desire for everyone to enjoy. And as I do that, then if people respect me and they think what I'm doing is wonderful, they'll follow that and they'll move in that same direction. In our homes, our parents have oftentimes acted as a non-example to us. In fact, most parents are non-examples to their children. The parents believe that they can do certain things the children can't, that they can speak with bad language and the children can't. They can go around gossiping about the neighbors and the children can't. They can tell lies and the children can't. And they can drink beer and alcohol and the children can't. They can smoke cigarettes and the children can't. And they can stay up late at night and the children can't. And all these things that could be a very good example in, they aren't. You say, well, Herb, that would change the entire human race, because the entire human race has done all these things that you say. And when adults, people can become adults, they become irresponsible. And they think that they have the right to do things that are not in harmony with the best interest of the family. And is that true? Is that really true? Well, we have to look at it with all our patience and all our gentleness. Mama did it. Mama's mama did it. Mama's mama did it. Mama's 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 did it. And on back to eternity. It's a difficult thing to change in one fell swoop, but that's the only way to change it, in one fell swoop. We can say to ourselves, whatever we expect another to do, we should do. Now, Jesus said that very clearly. He told us that we ought to get our act in order. He said, if we don't get our act in order, we're going to hell. We're going to hell in a handbasket. And we're going to have a lot of trouble. Well, now, what do you mean by hell? Well, we're going to have an unhappy life. He said very categorically, and he said it so strongly that it cannot be ignored, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So in other words, be an example of what you want from your world. Be an example of how you would like to be treated. If you want to go out and get drunk all the time, well then the rest of the world's got the right to do that too. Because you're an example, and they're in your world. If you want to use poor language and swear and use four-letter words as though they were going out of style, the rest of the world can do that too, no matter who the rest of the world is, from the tiniest baby to the oldest adult, you know, to the priest in the church, to the teacher in the school, you know, anybody. If you do it, they have a right to do it. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, you know. Now, that teaching is not alone. The Bhagavad Gita teaches that. The Quran teaches that. All other faiths teach that too, very strongly and very wonderfully. But historically, we continually go back. Women have often wondered why children do not respect women. Children do not think that women could run businesses, that women could, you know, be managers of great corporations, that women could, you know, be in executive positions earning equal or better than what men earn, you know, because women teach them that. Women say, well, we just don't have the opportunity to do this. We don't have the privilege. We don't have the brains to do this. Now, if the women would teach, which is the truth, see, God created man and woman in the same instant, according to Genesis 1. And there's no rib, there's no nonsense. Both were created the same instant. Now, does that mean that woman is always to be less than man? Or man less than woman? They're peers. They're equals. So, throughout life, if we were to take the first chapter of the Bible, which most people hold very dear, and say, let's follow it, well, we probably do quite well. Do quite well. Because we would respect women and men equally, and then that means we respect our neighbors, and that means also we respect our children. When we respect our children and expect our children to be beautiful and gentle and loving and kind and wonderful, because we are a good example of that, that's it. We watch this show of this guy passing through a time zone, Kate and Leopold. And as we watched the show, though the show was charming and very interesting, one thing stood out above everything else in the show, and that's Leopold, the character of Leopold. He was exquisite. He was a living example of what he believed and what he shone for, and he had just such innocence and purity about him that you had to really respect and admire him. Well, what is there so exciting about that? We could be just like that. I mean, you know, we may not have some of his ancient attitudes from an old culture, because we're in a modern culture, but all the basics that he talked about, all the fundamentals he taught, the respect, the honor, the discipline, the and never telling lies and all that, the natural stuff, would be so ordinary for us if we would just follow it. But Kate and Leopold, if you ever have a chance to see that show, watch Leopold. And watch him not from the strangeness of him coming from another time, but from the purity of his consciousness. Beautiful, beautiful attitude. What a beautiful example he is for everyone who watched the movie. And for the people he participated with in the movie, they each were touched by his example. And very, very fine, very fine. A good example of how much our lives can be a symbol to others, a role model to others, and man, especially to our children. And to the young people in our world, what a magnificent thing that would be if we could all realize that we are the role model for somebody whom we may never know and we may never meet, and we may have touched their lives in some way that they want to be like us. Well, now, how do they want to be like us? To our bestest or to our lowest? So let's always keep our bestest right on top, the best of who we are right up there, on the very tippy top of our consciousness, of our attitudes, of our life, and of our experience. It's quite wonderful when you take charge of that and really put that to work. But being an example, it's just what the Bible taught. Be an example. That's what the psychiatrists tell us. Be an example. That's what the business people tell us. Be an example. That's what life tells us. And being an example, that's what we tell us. Have a wonderful day. Know that you're in my blessings, my love, and everything beautiful. I love you. I love you. I love you.